There is the brand new single from Creed Fisher. It's called Be the Hope. And this morning, we want to welcome to Iron Country the man who sang that song, Creed Fisher. Welcome to Iron Country.
It's good to be here, brother. Thanks for having me.
It is great to talk to you. Now, Creed, as I tell people that you're not a new guy on the block, you've got a lot of albums out, and I just was reading that you had four top five albums on iTunes in the last 12 months. You've been a busy man.
Yes, sir. I've been working hard.
And you've been making some great country music for a while now. Here at Iron Country, we play what we call genuine country. We like the true, that outlaw sound, you know, the music for the hardworking man. Tell us, our Iron Country family, a little bit about yourself, Creed.
Well, I'm originally from a little town in West Texas called Odessa, out there in the oil fields. And that's where I was raised and grew up. I lived out in Waco. I was about 10 years old, but then we moved to Odessa, and I just grew up out there playing football, and I was a journeyman electrician out in the oil field for about 20 years before I got into music.
And who, growing up, or, you know, who really molded your musical style? I can hear the Haggard in there. I can hear a little bit of Waylon in there. I mean, who are your musical influences?
Haggard and Hank and Waylon.
There you go. Yeah, I can hear it in all of your music. I want to talk to you.
And Leonard Skinner and Ted Nugent.
Amen. There you go.
Can't leave those out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your latest single, Be the Hope. Tell us a little bit about the story behind it. I know you just had a very special performance of that song last week.
Yeah, it was on September 11th. We did a live, and we played the song to commemorate, you know, the anniversary of it. It's our new single out to Texas radio, dropped on the same day. It's actually a song that I was challenged by my manager, Paul, to write. He was challenged by the police chief in Arlington, Texas, to be the hope. And so it was his idea. He asked me if I could write the song, and it's one of those ones that was pretty easily written. I think I wrote it in about 6 or 7 hours and was finished. And I sent it to him, and he loved it, and everybody I played it for has really loved it.
Well, I know I loved it from the first time I heard it, and you know, I know with everything that's going on in the country right now, with the pandemic and everything that's going around, a lot of players not having the opportunity to play out, but I see that you're still getting out and playing some dates right now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you find it a lot easier with this off time to maybe get some songs, a lot of songwriting in?
You know, I didn't write much, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I've been writing a bunch this last few years before this, and I didn't write a whole lot, but I did get a whole lot of work done as far as recording. You know, I was able to stay in the studio. I've put out a couple albums since all this happened in March.
Yeah.
So I was able to stay in the studio and stay busy, you know, cutting albums, and I've written, you know, a few pretty good tunes. I'm going back in the studio in October to record some of the new ones that I've written since the break.
Well, I see that you've got Outlaw Influences Volume 1 that came out this year. You've got The Wild Ones that came out this year. And then also you've got Hellraiser that came out. That's three albums in a year. That hasn't been, I haven't seen an artist do that since back in the 70s.
Well, I'm an independent artist, so I basically get the freedom to do that.
All right. Well, that's awesome, because it's awesome. I always like to hear new music, and you keep the pipeline pretty full of that. I know I've been listening to your music for a few years now, and the one thing that I really enjoy about your music, Creed, is that you stay true to country music when you're doing it. As a friend of mine, George Jones, once said, he said, keep it country. And I think you certainly do that. Is that the main goal for you, is to keep that true traditional sound?
That's just the sound that I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so, yeah, yes. When I'm doing country music, I want it to sound like, when I'm putting a label on it that says country, I want it to sound country.
Amen to that.
And that's the thing about the albums that we put out this year. Outlaw Influence was a cover album of all the greats that I grew up loving. I think we got Johnny Paycheck on there, Conway Twitty, Randy Travis, Merle, Waylon. And so that was that. And then The Wild Ones was completely different. It was an original Southern rock, more Leonard Skinner style album.
Mm-hmm.
And we debuted at 5 on the rock charts.
Wow.
On the iTunes rock charts with that one. And then Hellraiser was completely flipped back around. It was a 12-song, completely original, traditional country album that had a Texas swing tune, two mm-hmm. bluegrass songs. So the thing about, we're putting out a lot of albums, but the thing about it is they're all a little different.
Exactly. I know I've had Hellraiser in my pickup truck here for the last couple of weeks, and I've just been loving it. And just, it makes me smile to think that there's still artists out there like yourself putting out that real country sound. And I personally, me and along with our genuine country family here, I want to say thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. It's what I love. You know, I want to keep it going.
You know, now with the whole music world pretty much, really the world at a standstill, what's going on with, I mean, for the next 6 months, are you still trying to get out and play some gigs? What is Creed Fisher up to right now? What is the plan?
No, we have a few more runs this year. We're going to Florida. We got one run, I think it's about a week run to Florida, and then we got a week run to Illinois and Ohio.
Okay.
Towards Halloween, and then that's our last that's our last run for the year, and then we're taking 3 months off, and we're just preparing and gearing up for 2021.
Well, I know off the air when you and I were talking before we did this interview, you had said you were up here in February of last year, and I don't blame you for not coming back in the winter.
That was rough.
Well, Creed, tell our listeners where the best place is to find out more about your music.
Well, our music's on every platform, everywhere music's sold, and our website's creedfisher.net. And that's where you can keep up with us, where we're playing, and, get our merch and all that good stuff.
Well, great. And, Creed, we want to wind down this interview by playing a really requested song here on Iron Country. It's called I'm Growing Older, But I'm Not Growing Up. I feel there's a lot of people in my listening audience that can relate to that song.
I wrote that song for my mom so she would quit asking me.
Well, Creed Fisher, we just want to thank you for taking some time to talk to us here this morning on Iron Country. We hope that you get up here into the southern Wisconsin area so we can see you sometime soon, and you're always welcome here on Iron Country.
We look forward to getting back there, man. We'll see you guys soon.